Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm night across Israel, with clear skies providing a chance for stargazing. In Tel Aviv, the air is mild, while Jerusalem enjoys a pleasant evening. In Haifa, temperatures remain comfortable, perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, the leader of the Houthis has warned of attacks if Israel launches a new operation in Gaza. This was reported by Israel Hayom. Also, Gulf states are on alert, as tensions with Iran might only pause briefly, according to a report in the Jerusalem Post from earlier this hour. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Israel has warned of Iran's covert shift in terror focus to the West Bank, with involvement from Turkey. Separately, Axios tells us Iran has fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire, a move that could disrupt ongoing negotiations. And finally, from earlier today, Israel struck Beirut in a military response following escalations in the region. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Israel Law Center, known as Shurat Hadin, posted just minutes ago. They shared a message of resilience from Rabbi Lira Zera, who turned personal tragedy into a journey of strength. Al Arabiya has reported on comments from U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Writing just now, he noted Gulf countries have no support for a toll on the Strait of Hormuz. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a political analyst, posted earlier today. He remarked on Hezbollah's dual focus on ceasefire and territorial control, expressing skepticism over their intentions. Let's go deeper. Starting with the warning from the Houthis, Abdelmalek al-Houthi has stated that his group is in close coordination with resistance fronts. This was reported by Israel Hayom just in. His comments raise concerns about potential regional escalation if Israel moves forward with military operations in Gaza. The implications could be severe for regional stability. Turning to Iran's influence in the Gulf, the Jerusalem Post highlighted that while recent agreements may ease tensions temporarily, fundamental concerns remain. Analysts suggest that Iran's influence in the region continues to be a significant issue. This ongoing tension affects regional security dynamics. Meanwhile, Ynet has revealed concerns over Iran's activities in the West Bank. Security officials claim that Iran is rebuilding terror networks through unconventional means. This development comes as the IDF intensifies its efforts to counter these threats. Such activities could destabilize the already fragile situation in the West Bank. On the conflict front, Axios reports Iran's missile launch against Israel earlier today. This marks a significant breach of the ceasefire agreement. It could lead to renewed conflict if diplomatic efforts fail. The region watches closely as tensions rise again. Finally, the Times of Israel notes Israel's military response in Beirut. This strike comes hours after the reported missile attack by Iran. Such actions underscore the volatility in the region and the delicate nature of current negotiations. Civilians face the brunt of these escalations as instability persists. On the economic front. First, Imunai has entered a research pact with Boehringer Ingelheim worth up to $15 million. Walla Business reports that this collaboration aims to decode T-cell dysfunction, impacting cancer and autoimmune disorder research. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights the financial burden of scooter accidents in Israel. The data shows a troubling rise in injuries, especially among young people and men, raising questions about funding for treatments. And finally, CTEC notes another collaboration between Immunai and Boehringer Ingelheim. This multi-project deal will employ AI to identify T-cell dysfunction patterns with implications for medical advancements through 2027. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 7 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.